Okay, we're in Perek Tes and Hilchos Shagos. And now the Rambam is going to continue with the halachas of a Korban Asham. So he starts off in the Halacha Aleph by explaining, Al Chamesh Averos may be Korban Asham. So there are five sins that you bring, that you have to bring a Korban Asham if you engage in these sins. The Hu Nikra Asham Vadai, and this is called the Asham Vadai. This is a Korban you bring. You know you did the Isser. It just says it's a special Korban. So the first one is Al Shifcha Harufa. So the first one is that if you had sexual relations with a consecrated Shifcha, a non-Jewish maid, Vala Gezel, for stealing, a certain type of stealing, Vala Me'ila, which is stealing from that which is for the base of Mikdash, Vala Tumas Nazir, for when a Nazir becomes Tameh, Vala Tzaraas, Kishiyat Armena, as well as for Tzaraas, which we've seen all these before, when you become Tahor. Okay, so he's going to explain all these. Al shifcha charufa ketzas. What's the case of shifcha charufa, the maid? Hava al shifcha charufa. Let's say someone has sexual relations with a consecrated maid. Maybe it's done in Chicago, but it's purposely or accidentally. Maybe asher. Maybe it's a korban asher. Bahu shetia gdola. This is a case where she has to be older than the age of 12. Umezida, and she does it with intention. Uvritzona. Utia bula kadarka. And they had normative sexual relations. Ubigmar bia, right? What do you call it? And that the sexual relations are completed, Kadesha Tilka, in order for this to become Maklish, Nemar, Bikoras Tia, Vavias Ashamo, He Loka, Bhumibin Korban. So she gets Malkus, where he just brings a Korban. Allah Kabez. And we Piyashmo Lamdu, we learn out from Torah Shvapah, Shebizman, she Chayevitz Malkus, when she's Chayev in lashes, who Chayev a Korban? He's Chayev in a Korban. Bizman, she Paturim in Malkus, when she's Pater from getting Malkus, who Paturim in a Korban is also Paturim from the Korban. If he's 9 years in a day and he has sexual relations with this maid, he loka, she gets malchus, for whom may be korban. He brings a korban. And the Rambam surmises, the Rambam says that not only does he have to be old enough, but he also has to be of aware mentally in order to be chayv in the korban. Rambam already explained previously, mahi shifcha charufa mer Torah, what is this idea of a shifcha charufa from the Torah? And that you're not chayim unless you have sexual relations normally to completion. The vigaf, therefore, imar melo shnayim, baila shivcha harufa, right? So let's say, what do you call it, for, as an example, excuse me, what do you call it? Let's say you have a case where, what do you call it, where two people say to him, baila shivcha harufa, you had sexual relations with this maid, v'u'amir lo ba'alti, and he says that I have sexual relations. Neman, he's believed, Eina may be korban alpien. And you know, it doesn't bring a korban based on her testimony. Shrehu yodea in gomar biyaso lo gomar. Because only he knows if the sexual act is complete or not. Dezeshamar lo balti, klomar lo gomarti. And if he says, I didn't have sexual relations with her, it's no different than saying, I didn't complete sexual relations with her. Alakahe, a baal a shifka bios harbe. Let's say someone, a man has sexual relations multiple times with this shifka. Inu chai bel ashamecha, it's only chai one korban. Ketzat. So let's say he has sexual relations with her numerous times, purposely, or accidentally, inadvertently, and he finds out about it, or in the case of inadvertent, he does it multiple times, but each time he finds out that it's prohibited, but then forgets, even if it's 100 times, in 100 different states of mind, he brings one korban asham, and he's he gets atonement for everything, whether they're the ones on a purpose or accidentally. If it's this is only by one shifcha, one maidservant. But if he has sexual relations with multiple, even in one sitting, then he'd be chayav a separate korban asham for each maid. Look above. Let's say he had sexual relations with the shifcha, and then he separates out his korban as for asham. And then he goes back and has sexual relations again. After he separated out his korban, he is chayv on each time he has sexual relations with her, because separating out the korban creates a separation between action. And once he separates the korban, it's as if he brought it, and it's as if he went back and had sexual relations there after bringing the korban. Let's say he had sexual actions with one maid in one time. But no, achas man. He finds out what he's doing is wrong about one of them. And then he brings his korban asham. He separates his korban asham. Barakach no dal shniyah. And then he finds out about the second. He separates the second asham. even if it's in one state of mind, since he found out after he separated the korban asham, it's as if he had sexual relations after separating out the korban asham. Because, and here's the key point, the halachas of shoging and mezid are the same when it comes to the case of having sexual relations with the shifcha. That's the end, that ends the first one. Halacha zayin, next iser. Ala gezel ketzad. So what about the situation of gezel, which is a unique kind of stealing? Kol sheyesh biyado misharaputa malam imamun Yisrael. Anyone who has in his hands a minimal financial worth or more from Jewish-owned property, beja gazlu beja ganvu, whether he stole it, we grabbed it from him, like robbed him, or stole it from him in a secretive way, ben shifkido etzlo, whether he lent it to him as security, or hilvo, loaned it to him, or mishun shutfus, or partnership, or mishrad racham, any other way, the kafrabo, the nishba l'shaker, and what happens? He denies possession of it, and he takes a shvua, an oath, but lying, b'mizom b'mishkago, whether it's purposely or accidentally, hareza maybe asham l'chato. In this case, he brings a korban asham. This is called the ashram for Rabin. So the Torah explains he doesn't get atonement for this korban until he returns the money that he stole. But the fifth, the additional fifth that's brought as a knas, as a fine, does not prevent the atonement of the ankle base. As Rabin explained already, when is a person chayv in this oath? So when the person's chayv in ashram and when he's potter. So if you want to know more details about the situation of Gezel and the Ashram Zelos, you can look back in Hilchos Shavuos. What about by Me'ila? Anyone who benefits the smallest financial amount from that which is consecrated from the Mekdash, accidentally, he returns that which he benefited, Yosef Chomesh, and he adds an additional fifth as a fine, Yakar of Ashram, and he brings a Korban Ashram, Biskakalon, he's atoned. We've already explained the Hilchos Me'ila, Sheh Korban, Karen Ma'akvin, Akapara, Ve'nechomish Ma'akvin. That the Karen, the Korban, and the principal prevent atonement from happening. If you don't, if it doesn't give them back, that prevents atonement, but not the fifth, Ve'nechomish Ma'akvin. Allah Chates. I'll call me Dabar Shemol, Ba'chamisha Tamchunyan Be'lamachaz. Let's say a person partakes of food. He eats food that was set aside for the base of Mikdash, even if it's in five different pots. In one state of mind, one korban, as long as there's a shavapruta amount in each eating, he's chayim a different korban ashram for each one. Because the pots are separated out by meila, very inconvenient harbor, and now they become like multiple entities. Even though they're not separated insofar as a chayiv karis is concerned, this is the additional stringency by meila. That basically that the person who benefit from it, it can even be chayiv even for a long period of time. And the person who, let's say a shaliach that was sent out to do his bidding, the person who sent him out is chayiv. But in normal cases, the mishaliach would be chayiv in such a case. Anyone who's chayv to bring an asham vaday, he must know about his chait ahead of time. And then he brings his korban asham. But if he brought the korban prior to knowing about it, but he only finds that after he brought the korban, it doesn't count. Any sin that person's chayv to bring an asham vaday on, whether it's echad melech, echad kohen mashuach, or shar amaretz, doesn't matter if he's a melech, a kohen mashuach mechama, or a regular guy. Shavuot's equal. Any sin that you're chayav to bring an asham vaday on, in this topic lo imaso o lo aso, if he's unsure if he did it or not, pater miklum, he's pater from nothing. Lefikach habal yado, excuse me, pater miklum, he's pater from everything. Lefikach habal yado suffik meila, that's why the situation of questionable whether he did meila or not. Ain't a chayav klum, he's not chayav anything. Kumo shirad mehilchos meila. The Rambam explained already. Malach yabez. Let's say he has in front of him two pieces of meat. One is not a korban, and one is. He ate one of them. And he doesn't know which one. He's potter. But if he ate the second, maybe asham al milah. So then he brings a korban asham ilah. But if someone else came along and ate the second one, they're both potter from that korban. To finish off, Parak Des. Chaticha shachilev, chaticha shahakdesh, if he's got a piece of forbidden chilev and a piece of korban in front of him, achal achas men, eats one of them, maybe asham taloi, mishum chilev, he brings an asham taloi because of the forbidden fat, achal sashiv, eats a second one, maybe chatas ala chilev. He brings a chatas for the chilev, asham vadai, shem ila alakdesh, and asham vadai ila for that which is consecrated. Ba acher v'achal sashnia, if someone else comes along and eats a second, afashini, maybe asham taloi, even the second guy brings an asham taloi. Let's say there's a piece of forbidden chilev and a piece of fat from a korban. If he eats one of them, he brings a chatas. If he eats a second, after he finds out about the first, maybe shnei chatos, he brings two korban chatas, the asham vadai, as well as an asham vadai amilasa for stealing from the base of mikdash. Someone else comes along and eats a second. One brings a korban chatas, then maybe chatas vavad. No one brings the chatas alone. Gvarbiana behilchos machalos asuros. Excuse me. Meizet ham nosaf veisra hekdesh al isra chelav and nosaf veisra chelav. And the Ram already explained the rationale for this additional isra by hekdesh, by isra chelav, etc. That ends Parak Tes, and we'll pick up Parak Yud tomorrow.